For their regular meeting Tuesday, the Snyderville Commission's only item was the canyon's field trip, as they met with resort representatives and a few interested members of the public and toured about a dozen spots on the course. The project manager for the golf is Scott Kirby, president of the consulting firm Symphony Golf. He told planning commissioners they think they will have enough completed before winter in order to finish the course by next year.
We've got, as of today, six holes grassed in the fashion that you're seeing it, more or less, without the fairways, tees and greens, but sodded in the roughs. And our goal is to get one more before we close out for the year. So seven holes grassed. That'll leave us 11 to finish next year. And with all of our infrastructure now in place, meaning our pump house, which we're going to go take a peek at, our connections, all of our road crossings, which means irrigation is in all of the envelopes now. We can move forward, and we're bringing irrigation up the mountain. So you really can't grass a golf course till you have irrigation, and that's been one of our key goals, and we're there. So that'll make things move very, very quickly next year.
The group also visited the pump station, which will supply water for the course. Kirby said the water comes from a source separate from other systems at the resort. That is a well that is some 1,500 feet deep.
I could talk to you in terms of acre feet, but it's around 70 million gallons to 80 million gallons of water, and that's an adequate allowance for this footprint of golf, which is just about 93 acres.
Snyderville commissioners also were briefed about the complicated corporate structure overseeing the resort. Following the announcement earlier this year that the Canadian firm Talisker and President Jan Bistricer had lost majority control, Tuesday's tour guide, Weecho Pons, said he's an authorized officer for PCFC, the umbrella corporation now overseeing the canyons. Pons said he's a senior director with Alvarez and Marsal, which took over the Talisker entities of the resort on behalf of the equity firm Varde Partners. While the operation of the canyons falls to Vail Resorts, Pond said his firm oversees the development of property at the canyons.
So when we took over the Talisker entity that owned TCFC,
you say we
A&M, or on behalf of the equity partners. When we took over the company, it didn't have any employees, it didn't have office space, it didn't have a chair to sit on, or computer systems or accounting systems, etc. So the private equity, who's the majority owner of TCFC, it's a private equity firm out of Minneapolis called Varde Partners, they hired us to build the infrastructure back up and keep the company running.
And build the golf course.
That last comment from Deputy County Attorney Jamie Bracken. Talisker is still involved as a minority partner. It also remains as the principal party developing Empire Pass in Park City and Toohey in the South Summit area. Earlier this year, county officials said that TCFC stands for Talisker Canyons Finance Company, but Pons indicated to us that's not a name they use.
What does TCFC stand for?
Probably a dozen golf courses.
It doesn't stand for anything. It's TCFC Finance Corporation.
It's just initials that they use.
It's just initials that we use. So as part of our growing going forward, we're going to come up with a better marketing name.
Okay. So
other than the ones that the lawyers picked.
Okay.
So we'll be rolling out a name, you know, like canyons or something more sexy and user-friendly than TCFC Finance Corporation.
That's Weecho Pons representing Alvarez and Marsal. For KPCW, I'm Rhett Brough.